It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are pleased to be joined on the program this weekend by musician Todd Schroeder. May 3rd will be the 30th anniversary of the Todd Schroeder Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert at Sonora High School. And it's bittersweet because it will be the final one. Todd Schroeder is joining us on the telephone this morning. Todd, thanks so much for coming on today.
Absolutely. Hello, BJ. Thank you so much.
So maybe let's start with the beginning. Can you kind of take us back and fill us in on your background here in Sonora and how you first got interested with music and the arts?
Absolutely. I was born in Southern California down in Long Beach, but my folks moved up to Sonora when I was in the eighth grade, in the middle of the eighth grade. So I ended up going to Curtis Creek. And not knowing anybody when I first got there, there was a piano in the cafeteria. So I had played piano as a kid down in Southern California, and I had done some acting in Southern California. So I knew how to perform. And anyway, I came up to Sonora and played piano in the cafeteria at Curtis Creek. And immediately the teachers said, "Oh, wow, you play. Can you play at graduation?" And I said, "Sure." So I ended up playing at graduation from Curtis Creek with a couple other girls. We performed the Rainbow Connection. Then ninth grade started Sonora High School. And one of the bus drivers from our the route that I was on said, "I hear you play piano." And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Well, I'm doing a gig at Sonora Joe's," which I think is still there. I think it's Gus's Steakhouse or Gus's Sonora Joe up in Sonora. And so I started playing there in the ninth grade with Glenn Patrick, our bus driver. And that led to another thing. And then I got involved with the drama department at Sonora High School with Lindy Lindstrom and was one of the Ritz kids. And then performed in a production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and got the nickname Schroeder. I played Schroeder and got the nickname Schroeder, and that kind of solidified my my stage name for Sonora High School, and then graduated in 1984.
Very interesting. Very, very exciting times. You know, did you have quite a few really positive influences while you were at Sonora High School?
For sure. I think, as I mentioned, Libby Lindstrom, when I was in high school, she was my drama and music teacher, and her passion for music was obvious, and it really affected all of us, and she was very articulate about loving it, but also doing it very well. And you may know her daughter, Lisa, is a very world-famous opera singer, and Lisa and I grew up together, as well as Steve Southard, my leadership teacher. He inspired us every day with just making a difference in the world. I remember often going into his office and him having posters on the wall, like, make today the best day ever, and you're going to look back at this and remember how great it was. And I remember looking at all those inspirational quotes going, "What is this all about?" And I joke with him now about those quotes stick with me throughout my whole life. So he was great. Charlene Danbacker, my first English teacher in the ninth grade, she just had a wonderful joy about her teaching. And I remember that she inspired me to be creative, more creative than I was at the time. As a matter of fact, I wrote a poem. Everybody was supposed to write a poem for the yearbook, and they chose one of them for the front cover, inside the front cover for the yearbook. And they chose my poem to be the inside the front cover of my ninth grade yearbook. And that was because of Charlene Danbacker. So all these people, Chase Anderson is another really inspirational teacher that I had growing up.
Yeah, and I learned something new. Did you say your stage name is Schroeder? So if you're at Sonora High, they probably knew you by a different name?
They did. I was my original name was Todd Bicek.
Okay.
But I got the nickname Schroeder, and everybody in high school called me Schroeder. And even my family still called me Schroeder. So that was my, and then when I graduated high school and I got my first professional job shortly after, I changed my name to Todd Schroeder.
Very cool. So then after leaving high school, where did your career go from there?
I wanted to go to college. I actually wanted to go to Juilliard. School of Music in New York. And I remember my mother saying, well, you absolutely belong there. We can't afford it, but you belong there. But we were not in a financial position for me to be able to pursue college at the time. So I moved to the Central Coast, Morro Bay. And I got a job working at the inn at Morro Bay, which was just a restaurant and piano bar. And I played there. And about 6 months after I was there, I auditioned for a job at a place called the Great American Melodrama, which was a professional theater on the Central Coast. And they were looking for a music director. And even though I had no college credits, I had learned so much working with Lindy Lindstrom during my high school years that they took me on as a music director for this professional theater. And I started working professionally, putting together shows and directing all the actors from around the United States.
And then from there, some other exciting things came about?
There's a whole career here. But I started, like I said, I worked at the Great American Melodrama for a year. And from there, I got a call to go to Durango, Colorado, the music director out there. And while I was there, I started performing on my own, playing and singing in what they had was like a old ragtime Honky Tonk Saloon. It was world famous, though. People from everywhere came and performed there. And I performed there on my off days. And from that, I got a call to go work up in South Dakota. From that, I went to Texas. I went to Kansas City. And then I got a call from somebody saying they'd heard about me and would I be interested in going to work over in Japan for a year. So I said, sure. And 22 years old, I flew over to Japan and lived in Japan for a year. And played in a hotel, and then also played the World Expo, performed at that. So all of these different things set me up to move to Los Angeles when I was 23.
What was that experience like, going from, you know, Sonora, then these other parts of the country, and then going over to Japan?
For me, it was just about what the next thing was. I had no formal training, so I was just doing what I love to do, and the fact that people were calling me up saying, would you be interested in coming and playing here, and I said, sure, and I negotiated my own contracts, and I was just very appreciative and very enthusiastic about what the next adventure would be. There's a bit of disbelief with all of that when you go, wow, they really want me to come out there, and they want to pay me this, and this is incredible. And I would call my mom up, who, if you know or don't know, my mom is Sally Shotgun, and she was a financial aid director at Columbia College for many, many years. But, you know, I would call her up and I'd go, you're not going to believe this is happening. And she goes, well, you absolutely deserve it. And go have a lot of fun, be kind to everybody, and enjoy it. And that has kind of been the mantra of my whole career. It comes from a place of incredible support from my family, from my community in Sonora. And that's, I think, what has prompted me to have this great career that I've really enjoyed, and also it set up the premise for me to want to give back to the community in Sonora.
We're going to get more into the benefit concert in just a minute, but we need to take a quick break. We're talking with Todd Schroeder, who has for many years, it's the 30th anniversary this year of the Todd Schroeder Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert. During this first segment, we've been learning a little bit more about the history of Todd Schroeder. We're going to get more into the concert during this next segment. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program this weekend by Todd Schroeder, who is having the 30th anniversary of the Todd Schroeder Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert at Sonora High School. It's coming up on May 3rd. During the first segment, we learned a lot about the history of Todd Schroeder. Todd, this next segment, I want to ask you a little bit about the idea for doing the benefit concert. How did that all come about?
Well, I was performing up in Sacramento in 1994, with a woman named Jennifer Lee Warren, who was a Broadway star. And Steve Southard wanted to come over and see the concert. And so he and my mom drove over and came to the concert. And after the concert, we were talking. And he said, boy, I'd really love for you to come back to Sonora High School and talk to the kids about, you know, what's it like to have this career and pursue dreams, and how do you pursue these dreams outside of the, you know, Sonora. And I said, absolutely, I'd love to come back and do that. And I would love to do something to be able to support those dreams, as well as not only talk about that, but somehow support it and motivate it. And because my mom was a financial aid director at Columbia College, I'd always grown up with the idea of giving back. So I decided to do a concert to raise money. So I thought, okay, I'll go back and we'll do some assemblies during the day to talk to the kids and entertain them. And then we'll do a concert at night to raise money for a scholarship. And tickets were $12. It was not very pricey. It was $10 for students, $12 for adults. But at the time, I was music directing for Rita Coolidge as well. And I thought, if I bring Rita Coolidge to Sonora, we'll sell it out. So I asked Rita, would you mind driving 5.5 hours up to Sonora? And she said, absolutely. So she came up, and we got together a few other people. I was working with a girl named Jordan Hill, who was 15 years old at the time, had just signed a record deal with David Foster and had a song on the radio, the theme song from the movie Casper. So she came up as well. And then I had a couple other friends from Los Angeles that came up to perform in it. We had some local artists perform in it, including Brian Cogburn, who was a state champion fiddle player. And we used local musicians, and we put on this show. And it did indeed sell out. We raised the money, and we were able to give a scholarship. And we called it the Young Artist Grant, the Todd Schroeder Young Artist Grant. And we were able to accomplish the goals that we set out for that event.
Yeah, so you accomplished the big, lofty goals and had Rita Coolidge there. Did you anticipate it to be a one-year show, or were you actually looking that this could be a multi-year type thing?
Oh, no, it was a one-off. It was a one-year thing. Let's come up, let's talk to the kids, let's raise some money for a scholarship. And, you know, after you pay all the bills of hotels and gas and food and all of that, there was enough money. I think we had $1,000 left over to be able to give a scholarship. And that was it. That was done and dusted. And about 3 months afterwards, Steve said, are you going to come up and do it again? And I thought, I don't know if I want to do that. And but I was working with... Wendy Tuttle was working for me at the time. She was my assistant. And we thought, well, I suppose we could try and do this. And my mom was involved, and we had some other people from the high school involved. And we thought, oh, well, I guess let's try this again. And so we did it again the next year. Ironically, it did not sell out the second year, and which was fine for me. I just thought, okay, well, that's good. You know, that's all we're going to do. But at that point, some people really started to get excited about the concert and encouraging us to do it again the next year. And the third year that we did it, I gave it a theme called Living My Dream. I wrote a song for the concert called Living Your Dream and performed it at the concert. It kind of took on a life then. At that third year was when it sold out, and we kind of said, this is something that's becoming important. Not only are we giving money back, but we're raising awareness in the community of the importance of the arts. And as I mentioned, when I graduated high school, there wasn't a lot of attention for the arts at the time with community support, with scholarships and just overall support. So the fact that all of a sudden the community was starting to support the arts this way and supporting raising money to be able to give back to students that wanted to pursue a career in the arts, it became more important that we do this. So I think that's when we finally said, yep, let's do this.
Yeah, I know. I've been to... go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, and that kind of was the beginning of 30 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I been to several of the shows, and it seems like everybody that goes, I mean, everybody gives glowing reviews. So, I mean, I imagine you have to be kind of just thrilled at how it kept going and growing and just becoming more a part of people's life every single year.
Yeah, it's so interesting, DJ, because I'm not one to look back that often. It's just never been in my, in my makeup. But I always tend to want to look forward to what's happening next. And to take this time and look back at this and reflect on the memories that we've created is unbelievable for me. But at the time, I never did it with any intention of creating a legacy or creating something of this value. I always did it with, let's do this concert. And, you know, it takes an enormous amount of work because everybody donates their time. So I produced it. Steve Sutherland has been involved for many years producing it as well with my mother. And now my wife, Carrie, is an enormous producer involved in this. But we still contribute all of our time and energy. I end up doing charts for all of the songs and rehearse with all the musicians and then bring everybody up. And I think we're bringing 17 people up from Southern California this year. So it's a big ordeal.
So forcing you to look back a little bit, you know, were there some, you know, other highlights that stand out in your mind over the years that you'll remember as kind of lasting memories?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. One of the things about doing this every year and then having my career at the same time is that the people that I've worked with, of course, I say, hey, how would you feel about coming to Sonora and donating your time and your energy? And then we've been fortunate to have the biggest one, I think, is Jason Alexander from Seinfeld fame. I've been his music director for 20 years, and he's come up 3 times to Sonora to perform in the concert. And I remember the first time that he came up, we were still doing assemblies during the day, and he performed. And then also he did workshops for the kids and did like a master class, an acting master class for the drama department. And, you know, that kind of generosity is unbelievable. You don't get that very often from, it's who Jason is. It lends to who Jason Alexander is. He loves to use his celebrity to encourage people to be better, especially youth. And for him to be able to do that in Sonora, I think, gives a lot of gravitas to the importance of what we're trying to create.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with Todd Schroeder on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It's ahead of the Todd Schroeder Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert coming up at Sonora High School on May 3rd. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We're going to have our final segment coming up here in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're pleased to be joined this weekend by Todd Schroeder, a musician. He's putting on the 30th anniversary of this year, the Todd Schroeder Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert, a big event that always takes place at Sonora High School. It is coming up on May 3rd. So, Todd Schroeder, can you give us a little bit of a preview of the upcoming show that's going to be coming up here?
Absolutely. This is the 30th anniversary, so we've got a couple little surprises in there. To reflect back on what we've accomplished for the past 30 years. We've got a list of amazing performers. I will say that Sam Harris, who is a Broadway star, recording artist, he first got his fame from being the original Star Search winner. And he and I have been working together for over 30 years now. And he's performed in many of the concerts, as well as he and I have performed at Carnegie Hall and at the White House together. But he is lending his name and his talent to the final concert, which we're so thrilled about. We've got a bunch of other celebrities coming up. Kevin Fisher, who has performed in many, many of these concerts, and he's a songwriter, written for Rascal Flatts, Sarah Evans, is an incredible singer-songwriter on his own. He's going to be performing. Like I said, we've got some other surprises. Hopefully the audience will get very excited about that. And just really excited about, you know, putting a cap on this adventure that we've been on for 30 years.
And are you going to be meeting with the high school students again while you're in town?
Well, it's something I always do. I'll give away one of the surprises. We actually have the Sonora High School Choir performing in the concert this year, which is something that we were able to do earlier in the concerts. And this year, I wanted to bring this back and also to honor my daughter, Julia, who passed away 4 years ago. She was a big performer in the concerts every year, and unfortunately, she passed away when she was 18, but she loved this concert. So this year, we're going to have the Sonora High School Choir do a little honor to her.
Yeah, that'll be very cool to see. You know, how do people go about getting tickets?
Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. They can go to eventbrite.com and just put in Todd Schroeder, Sonora, and the link to the tickets will be there, as well as there's a link to a donation page if they cannot make it to the concert but also want to donate money to the concert. There's a link there that they can do that at the donation page. Another big surprise for this year is we've got a brand new lighting system that we were able to raise money for in the high school auditorium. And this was something that last year's concert, we had about 6 lights that were working. And through the support and partnership with the Sonora Area Foundation, we were able to raise over $130,000 so that we can put this brand new lighting system that will be revealed at the concert.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. So besides raising money for scholarships, what are some of the other things that money from this event has benefited the local arts and community?
Yeah, well, you know, it was really important for me that the resources and the tools that we need for success are available to the high school students and, frankly, to the community. So when we started doing the concert, we were able to raise enough money to not only give scholarships to graduating seniors who wanted to pursue a career in the visual and performing arts, but we had money left over. We started improving the band instruments in the for the marching band. And then also we put in a brand new sound system into the high school auditorium. And we also were able to refurbish the Steinway piano that's in the high school. That was the same piano that I played when I was there, but it had been beaten up quite a bit. So we partnered with other organizations in town to raise money to have it completely refurbished. And now it sits in its own special heated cabinet in the auditorium so that it will always be this pristine instrument for everybody to be able to enjoy. And then, as I mentioned, we've got this brand new lighting system that we were able to put in last year that allows everybody who utilizes the high school auditorium to present performances and, you know, whatever they want to do in there in different ways.
Yeah, it's an amazing legacy that this event has brought for Sonora High School. Another one of those reflection questions, you know, this concert will be having a curtain call, but what kind of continuing legacy that you hope it brings over the years?
I'm so proud of what we've been able to accomplish. I keep thinking about that quote that says, when you throw a pebble into the water, you don't know which shores that the ripples will reach. And not only have we been able to raise this money for the scholarship, but we've been able to inspire the community to come out and really pay attention to the dreams of these young kids. Everybody's got a dream, and as I mentioned in the concert, this really isn't just about the performing arts. It's really about supporting anybody in your community that is starting out and wants to, you know, go big. And the scholarship hopefully inspires other people to contribute to their community. One of the things I've always asked the kids who have gotten a scholarship is to, when they are in a position that they can, is to now start their own type of legacy and support their community. And that's the way that they can thank the Young Artist Grant for what it did for them, by them now doing it for somebody else. And that way it continues. Also, I'm really proud of the fact that even though we won't be doing these scholarships, these concerts every year, we've got enough money in the scholarship account that it will continue to give scholarships every year, even though we're not doing the concerts.
Yeah, is that part of the kind of the partnership I remember a while ago with the Sonora Area Foundation?
Yeah, with Daryl Slocum came up to me a couple of years ago and said, we'd like to be a part of this. And this is the greatest news ever. And I worked with Daryl Slocum quite a bit throughout the year to help facilitate the different needs that we keep discovering that we can do, that we can help with.
Yeah, and as kind of alluded to, you were one of those artists who decided to take those steps and go big. I know there's a lot of work along the way and challenges to get to the point where you are obviously at today. You know, for the young artists coming up, any other kind of advice that you would give to them or kind of words of wisdom?
I would say don't be afraid to dream and don't be afraid to ask for help from others. Dreams do not have to be accomplished on your own, and we've all been there. So don't be afraid to dream about a life that is bigger than what you have been introduced to so far. Whether it is, when I first started the concert, I called it Beyond City Limits, and I remember thinking, when I lived in Sonora, a lot of times we felt that our dreams were limited by as far as we could see. And when you start going past the city limits, the borderlines of what has been set up for you, and you start believing that you might be able to pursue something past that, there's a whole world out there to enjoy. And I'm not, this is no way meaning reflective on Sonora's city limits. It's beyond your own personal city limits. Because I also say, boy, oh boy, this community is incredible, and the support of Tuolumne County, I could not have accomplished what I've accomplished in my career and in my life without the support that I got when I was in Tuolumne County.
Well, we've got about a minute left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Anything else I didn't ask about that you'd like to note, or any closing comments you'd like to make?
On what I was just talking about, having those teachers, those mentors that I mentioned earlier, and Steve Southard wanted to give back to his high school students. That's what prompted him asking me to come back. And my mother being a financial aid director and saying, you've got to, we need to help people that need resources. These were the messages that had nothing to do with my career that stayed in my head and allowed me to not only give back to the community, but to be able to do other things in my career. So mentors are so important in our lives, and we have to listen to them, and we have to say yes, even though it seems it might be overwhelming.
Well, Todd Schroeder, it's been great having you on Motherload Views. Thank you so much for coming on, but more importantly, just thank you so much for what you've done in the community and the lasting legacy that you've left here in Sonora and all the things that you've done with your concert and other initiatives.
Well, thank you all again for your support, and I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Again, that was Todd Schroeder. We thank him for coming on Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Again, that concert coming up May 3rd at Sonora High School at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.